Marlo on eve of breaking the news publication. Media Killing Individualism, Cultivating Corporate Conformity. By Robert Krajicek on May 17, 2021. News media seek to replace natural individualism with an artificial conformity to corporate interests. Cautioned Breitbart News Editor-in-Chief Alex Marlo on Thursday's edition of the America First radio show with host Sebastian Gorka, former deputy assistant to former President Donald Trump. In his remarks on the news media's attempts to manufacture obedience among Americans towards the business interests of their conglomerate ownership, Marlo drew on research in his forthcoming book, Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruption. Marlo stated, "I didn't want to write just a memoir. And there's a small amount of memoir in this, but for the vast majority of it is new information based off of deep dive research into our corporate media establishment. I think this will really resonate with you. The American Media Corporation is trying to stamp out the American individual. That concept of freedom, the rugged individualist. And trying to make us all corporate cogs who identify more with companies than with countries or ourselves." Marlo noted the news media's campaign of political indoctrination is partly informed by its business ties to China and the ruling Chinese Communist Party, CCP, which seeks to undermine American values as part of its foreign policy. How much worse would the world be if we lost that concept of individuality? Marlo considered. That is the design of our American media class right now. And I think I prove it in the book, and that includes subservience to China. Breaking the News is slated for release on May 18. I didn't want to write a book just to write a book. Marlo stated, reflecting on his mentors and peers in news media. I've been very blessed in my life to have a lot of great mentorship and experience. Working with super cool people like you and Steve Bannon, Andrew Breitbart, Larry Elder, the original. And I've made such great friends with so many people like Charlie, Kurt, and Dennis Prager.